Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. So much power, wonder-working.
We bless your name. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Hallelujah. Come on, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, amen, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. Amen. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on and thank God. Thank you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Lord. Come on in the worship. Let me hear. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we could thank you, Lord. But yet we shall be thankful. We come giving you all praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. All the admiration. Oh, Heavenly Father, have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Move mighty on us right now and all that's in this service this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we decree and declare that we are the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. Don't we fall down? We get back up again. Don't we lay down? We just totally stand again. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come on one accord this morning with all faith, believing and trusting your God for a miracle on today. Amen. A miracle change of God, doing a new thing in us right now. A miracle of healing, being delivered and set free. And we just want to say thank you. Why say we declare the covenant in this soul, there shall be no other way. Heavenly Father, creator of all, in all, for all, we come to you this morning, oh God, with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered for all that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new words and new breath, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are new with us all today and those with our family that should catch us. Hallelujah. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the shed blood Jesus, that redeemed us, amen, from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah. We say good and healing, deliverance, and protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that Jesus brought all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Father, we repent right now for never agreeing with the devil and his lies. Have your way right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come to worship you this morning. As you desire in spirit and in truth, according to John's word, for it's now, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to Holy Word and John 9, we seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you're placing our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a white heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or hand growing, but in loneliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh and shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 46, 1 through 2, as the temptation of the Lord took so our soul bent to thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O the living God. Yes, our soul yearns for whatever desires, may even climb to the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the cry of God ever be increasing in us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us, hallelujah, with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in any of us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it might be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit and your tender mercies and loving kindness. Hallelujah. That we sing your praises all the days of our lives. Creating us a heart of worship. We rejoice only in you, hallelujah. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in realms of worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savior of all, that you will be glorified, hallelujah, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in hallelujah and love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, to my Lord. Jesus Christ, to a new and right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ may arise within us right now over all areas of our lives. Amen. We yield all that we owe to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no greater than you, O God. We declare to come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have hallelujah. True fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is great enough, and is never fresh in his glorious presence right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the grace of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, we move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It is you that have blessed us. Amen. It is you, O God, who put it all. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, use us mighty, O God. Lord, we come to be trained on today, O God. Oh, Lord, use us, O God. Hallelujah. We belong to you, O God. Oh, our life is not our own. Hallelujah. We give it all over to you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our life to the mind of Christ. Our will to the will of God, and that will be done on earth, Heavenly Father, as it is in heaven. We repent for opening doors and allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our mind. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for acting sins openly and in secret in defiance of your love. Now we're breaking the stronghold of agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let us remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, who you are, what we can expect you. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let us renounce all doubts and feelings and fears of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, hallelujah, addiction, perversion, anger, wrath, rage, bitterness, contention, control, manipulation, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, every hindrance, fear, lying, fear, manipulating, fear, controlling, fear, stealing, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, land, poverty, and debt, loneliness, lying, lust, obsession, occultism, pain, sickness, disease, aches, hallelujah, pride, addictions, religious fears, breakdown fears, laughter fears, rebellious fears, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul tie, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean sins, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, and otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Father God, to forgive them. Lord, that you'll call them not after you this day, Lord God. That they can receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And receive salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the prayer that we are forgiven. We are delivered and set free. And we forgive ourselves. Amen. My Lord, my God. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness. As a lifestyle, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, oh Lord. To be led, hallelujah, not to be led by the enemy and his lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, by faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be denied. We don't want to take any substitutes, for we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generation across my lives and our family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Help your way, Lord. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on today. For your life and the flesh is in the blood, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It is your God that has done it all. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the heart of our heart, oh God. Bringing healing to every part of our body. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue. You're healing the Lord and into the body and the life of your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown of victory on today. That we shall live and not die, declare the good things of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are the servants of the Lord our God. My Lord, he kind of all shot down by higher. Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Have your will, God. We break any and all vows, prayers, and ceremonies, and unholy oaths and alliances. We may have lonely, unknown made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we draw a bloodline right now, and we declare the prayer that we are redeemed for all curses because you have made a curse on the cross, that we may receive your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you for it. We declare the power of faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our redeemer, our advocate, our standby. He loves us. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We stand against every spirit that is in us and on us right now, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family and those on you that we love and concerned about and in charge of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every evil spirit in us to come out. Hallelujah. Come out of us. Come out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. And you have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to go and never return and loose us. Leave us. Come off us. Come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that home is set free and free indeed. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom. in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory, amen. Your Shekinah glory, hallelujah. Help us now to walk in our salvation. Our healing, our deliverance, what God has seen as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, teach us to walk in your ways, oh God, in your stature, strengthen us in our inner man, amen. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us, oh God, so overfill us with your living water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We declare, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're all in all, oh God. Oh Lord, we trust you as we seek you, oh God. We seek you, God. We put all our trust in you. That you will bless this day and it will be a great day, amen. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness, hallelujah, that overtakes us, amen. Oh Lord, we pray right now. Let it be a hallelujah breakthrough in the heavens over today. We pray for open heaven right now. Let your power bless us upon our lives. Lord, we're going to have rolling up our seed that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. So Lord, we thank you for the overflow, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that all our needs are met because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for your peace, oh God, for you are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you for your healing, oh God, for you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you for victory, for you are Jehovah Tokapa. We thank you that we are sanctified and made righteous, for Jehovah Recondition, Jehovah Picador. We thank you, hallelujah, Elohimaya, Elohim, Aya, Rekalabo Shakaya. We thank you right now, Jehovah Nisha, Shakana. Oh God, we bless your name, Lord. Have your way, Yahweh. I said it in the air. Oh God, do it, do it, do it. Oh Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us, oh God. We bless your name, Father. Heavenly Father, as we saw that day, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day for us and those from our family and all that we love. Remove every plan of attack on the enemy, even as we start this day before the attack comes up. Remove, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Any plan of sin that the enemy has set up for ruin this day, let it be destroyed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on us right now before all of God, and we decree and declare that we're covered from the crown of our heads from the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith, hallelujah, and we quench every fire and daughter of the enemy right now. And we take this, hallelujah, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we put ourselves loose of anything that attaches itself to us from the camp of the enemy. We show all powers of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for releasing your warring angels to war against the spirits, and Lord God, to stop all the prayers from being answered this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can declare the prayer right now by faith, that our prayers are not earthbound, but they are ascending into the supernatural, amen. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Lord, I ask right now that your presence of all that are going and coming on today, those of us that are traveling the world that will be traveling, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy to all, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle. We may enter into as a driver or passenger, those of our family and loved ones may enter into. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in it, around about it, every street, four highways, freeways, on an airway, building, place our home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead to take the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And our protection, we declare that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare by faith and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath us. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteous of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're blessed beyond measure. Amen. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And walk in riches in our homes. And we thank you for the Lord. And we fill this hell with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with him and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that delivers us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. Have your way, God. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, mighty. We thank you, Lord. We give it all over to you right now, Father. We give it all over to you. We lay down at your feet, Lord. We lay down at the cross, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, it is so, and Jesus said it is finished. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever it is, church, that you're dealing with, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and cast all your cares and burdens down this morning and leave it there. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome this Sunday, beautiful day that God has given us. Amen. Resurrection Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You could have been anywhere else. So we thank God for you this day. Amen. That you have made a decision to be here, a choice to join us and touch it and agree as we celebrate. Amen. The cross where Jesus did it all, the finished work. Hallelujah. God, our Lord and Savior, rose again on the third day. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're Senior Pastor Dorothy Manning, Apostle Tawani Kamani, Minister of Green. Give our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father who is ahead and the head of our life is in the lift of our heads. We thank God for this day. Welcome. If it's your first time here with us, we want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you and pray with you if you press 1. If you're online listening, call in to 845-277-9213. Amen. So we can welcome you and pray for you and pray with you. So we know that there's power in agreement when we come together, touching in the grid. Hallelujah. There he is in the midst. So welcome, welcome again for your first time here with us. Prayer for one. Welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas. Welcome to everyone in Louisiana, surrounding cities, Mississippi, Alabama, amen, Illinois, wherever you are, overseas, welcome in India, Africa, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we are internationally, so anyone and everywhere can tune in online or to call in and be a part of this service and what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God today again. Welcome, place one. If it's your first time here with us, we're going to be having our communion. You also grab your things for communion. Just thanking God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood that we are redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you grab your elements that you'll be needing for communion this day, go ahead and grab your elements. We're going to have one song selection, then we'll be right back, and we'll be taking our communion, and then we'll have our preach word from Pastor Ben Samedo today. So be prepared to receive the word. Amen. So stay right there. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. We enter.
Oh, we bless your name, God. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your finished works, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now, my Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with your blood, Lord Jesus, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering. We remember, Lord Jesus, how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord, that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we take this piece of bread in remembrance of you, Lord. You may eat. Your word says that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. For we do realize, Lord Jesus, that your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. You may drink. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. At this time, we have one song selection. We'll be back with the preacher from Pastor Dorsey. Amen. And stay with us. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way.
Hold on, better days are coming. consume fire, sweet perfume, your hot presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy
chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. And this is what we've come to do, is to bring it all over to Jesus, to bring you to Jesus. We've come to the message part of the service on today. We thank God for the word that comes forth from his servant, his prophet. Amen. I introduce to you all, amen, for you, those of you first time or those who know him by name and know the calling that's on this life, I introduce to you right now God's anointing, God's appointed for such a time as this, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity for all of us to be here together.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for this day that he has given to us. This is God's day. This is God's day. So we are here right now to rejoice and be glad in this day because God gave it for us. Hallelujah. To be able to live in this day. I thank God for every single one of you who are in Sunday service this morning. I thank you for every single family member and friend that's here in attendance helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. I thank every single one that have given me the opportunity to be a part of your home. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Father God, for every single word that you have given to us.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that you have anointed our ears to hear. Hallelujah, and anointed our hearts to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that your word go forth, that they may hear you and not me. Be every single thought that we have in your name, Lord Jesus. Be every single emotion, hallelujah, in your name, Lord Jesus. unclean thoughts and unclean spirits. We bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, according to God's word in Matthew chapter 18. And we loose you from this place right now, for you are not welcome here.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen, amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All honor and praise to our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, today we're here. We are recognizing today, Resurrection Sunday. This is a very, very, very beautiful day, you know, that we are in the body of Christ. We recognize this day, Easter Sunday, or whatever you want to call it, but we recognize in the body of Christ as being Resurrection, Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
If you do have your Bibles, go with me over here, start right here in the book of John, John chapter 11, St. John chapter 11. And we'll start at verses 25.
Amen.
For a place of reference or a place of study, you know, we're going to title this message Resurrected. So we're going to title this message Resurrected. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
before we get started here, hallelujah, I've realized that it comes upon a time in a man's life or a woman's life where you need to realize that you should yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. There are so many of us who are in the body of Christ, but here it is, we identifying with unclean thoughts and unclean spirits. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yield your mind, your emotions, your will to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm just going to say what the Holy Spirit tells me to say now. Now, I know the message is supposed to go forward, but in most cases, you know, the message, you know, that we, me and Apostle Tower Nico, that we prepare, we go forward, that message, but I'm telling you what God is putting on my heart, and the reason is because it's so many of us out here are losing the battle, when here it is that even today, the day that we recognize Christ as being resurrected, we need to understand what that means of Christ being resurrected. Don't you know that anything that you may be facing right now in your life, whether it be your wills, whether it be your emotion, whether it be relationship, don't you know that we have a risen Savior, Jesus Christ, who have already done the work. Let us be in recognize him as being the Lord of our life, the head of our life, and let's stop being in that place where we are identifying with the enemy, identifying with unclean thoughts and unclean spirits.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ, and Satan has no power and authority over us. So you, my brothers, and you, my sisters, come aside out of self right now, hallelujah, and come together being one in Christ, not having empathy with one another, but having love for one another and honor for one another. Let's do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your unclean thoughts and your unclean spirits, you are not welcome here. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You go right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I have to be a servant of the Lord. See, I could have just went it on and just pretended as if, you know, God ain't speaking to me. But God is speaking. When God speaks, you do what God tell you to do because it's for your favor. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. Hallelujah. Amen. John.
Amen.
Chapter 11. John chapter 11. And we'll start right here, verses 25. It reads here, I'm reading from the King James Version. It reads here, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Amen. 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 Jesus here is in John chapter, in St. John's chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that had happened here to a friend of his. See, now this was Jesus. He resurrected, or he rose. He spoke to his friend Lazarus, which he had died, and Lazarus came back to life in this place of resurrection. Now we are titling this sermon this morning as being resurrected. So now, Mary and Martha, which are the sisters of their brother Lazarus, Lazarus being the friend of Jesus, a message came, for him that to come, that his friend Lazarus, was sick, and for him to come.
Uh-huh.
So here it is, Jesus. Here it is, Jesus. He waited there, knowing that his, friend was sick, but he waited there 2 days. He hadn't received this message so that God would be glorified, so that, that he can really illustrate that he is the resurrection, that he is, the resurrection. Now, I want to show you this over here in Scripture. Let us back up a little bit. We don't have to go too far. Let us back up a little bit. Let's get an understanding. Let's back up here to verses 1. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany in the town of Mary and his sister and her sister Martha. It was that Mary, which was anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. 3 says, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love, thou lovest, is sick. 4, and when Jesus had heard, he had said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, let's skip down a little bit. Let's just go skip down a little bit for the sake of time. So now, here it is that Jesus, he was there, with his disciples. 8 says, Jesus was there with his disciples, and Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus is sick. We're going over here into Judea, because Lazarus lays there asleep. And
mm-hmm.
they did not understand what he was talking about when he was saying that, Lazarus is laid there asleep. So he told them that, that he is dead. So I can imagine, he's dead. So they are figuring, okay, well, why are we going in there, or what are we going there to do if he's already died? He's already dead. So I want us to understand something of who God is, and let's understand, resurrection. Let's understand this here of resurrection. All right. Today, we are recognizing, and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay, so we right now at this place, what we're saying is that we acknowledge, Jesus Christ as being the resurrection. And we do that because we know that word resurrection, that means that somebody had to die. Somebody has to die. In order to be resurrected from the dead, that means somebody is dead. So now we are understanding something that is not natural for a man to be able to do. This is something that is supernatural that only God can do. Amen. Amen. So now, Jesus shows up. You know, he shows up here in Judea, and here it is. You know, like when somebody die, you know, family members and friends, you know, they will come over, you know, to be with, you know, their loved ones, the friends, the neighbor, they're mourning the death of a brother or a sister or a loved one. But see, we have to understand who showed up. Now, in this place of a natural mind, this is how we think. This is how we as people, you know, we think of things, you know, in the natural. He's already dead. God, if you would have had and been there, then my brother would not have died. Both sisters said that. Both sisters. Mary said that. Lord, if you had been here, he not had died. We glad that they believed that God, if he had been there, but see, their belief should be there in a place of knowing that God is always, God knows what's going on in your life. God knows about everything, but that place of believing of who God is, even in that place of death, hallelujah, death has no dominion. Death has no power over God, the one that gives life. If God gives life, even if it was that your brother had died, he is God who gives life and have the power to give it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
So we too need to understand that when we face things that are in our life, the resurrection power of God, there is nothing that we may face in life that God does not have the power to take care of. Even death, which is probably the one thing in our lives that we recognize today, believing that God perhaps don't have the power to do, because that's just something that's just hard for us to believe. So I can believe that. I can believe that every single one that were in that place had a sense of doubt. Even his disciples that was there that was with him had a sense of doubt that he would be able to do what he came there to do, and that's to raise a man from the dead.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So now here it is. Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection, we should understand that today we recognizing today as being Resurrection Sunday. This means something to us. Not only are we recognizing that Jesus Christ had died, but we are more recognizing that he rose again from the dead. We serve a resurrected God, a resurrected God.
Hallelujah.
And what this means that we are acknowledging that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for all mankind. Amen.
Amen.
He defeated Satan on that cross. He defeated Satan on that cross. Amen.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Took the keys of death and Hades from Satan. Hallelujah. I mean, Jesus has the keys to death and Hades. When he died there on that cross and he rose again, Satan had to give up the keys to death and Hades. Amen. Amen. This is very important here. He restored broken relationship between God and man. That's us. That's what he did. That's what we're celebrating. We need to understand, you know, what we are acknowledging and what we are celebrating. He demonstrated that God gives life, and not only do he give life, he also gives eternal life through Christ Jesus, through himself, through him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He has forgiven each and every one of us of all of our sins. Even if we die, he has risen us also from the dead. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm gonna explain this. Are you with me? So let's understand something here. So where is our belief? Where is our belief today? Are we just going through the motions of this is Easter Sunday, or this is Resurrection Sunday? This is the time to where we celebrate, you know, Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and mm-hmm. we are celebrating dying on the cross, and then he rose again, and, you know, like we dust our hands off, and that's it. So we just celebrate, you know. Mm-hmm. So where is our belief? Are we just going through the motions and just believing like that? Or are we really understanding what we are acknowledging and what we're celebrating? It's a few things that I see here, and I may didn't see this before when I was young, you know, in the body of Christ. But the more that I would begin to have, and that word is in to have a more intimate relationship with God, the more I realize of who he is, what he has come to do, and where I fit in with that. Mm-hmm. Resurrected. Being resurrected. Now, the word resurrected means restored from death.
Mm-hmm.
There was not just one person that was restored from death. There was a few cases that are recorded in the Bible where resurrection had occurred. Now, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, what he says right here, that I am the resurrection. See, that's what he said there to Martha. He said, I am the resurrection.
Yes.
So we need to understand that who God is. He said that I am the resurrection. See, we need to understand not only did Jesus Christ raise Lazarus from the dead. See, there are some other cases where Jairus' daughter, she had died, and he raised Jairus' daughter, little girl, from the dead as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There is another time that's in the Bible where a man, he was in the process, they was in the funeral process, and here it is, Jesus just passing by and disrupted the funeral process. See, we know what a funeral process is. Like, we have a funeral. We're taking someone to bury them because they have died. He interrupted and raised the man from the dead in the middle of his funeral. Hallelujah. And here it is, Lazarus, that he raised there from the dead. Now, we're talking about something that is more than just our mere mind can be able to understand or be able to grasp. This is God, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, that has power over death, that has all power and authority, the one that gives life. We're talking about God, who he is, the resurrection. We need to understand what that means to you and what that means to me. For the Bible tells us over here in John chapter 3 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But don't we need to understand that here it is, that the resurrection of God, see, there is something that is going on here. We need to understand that the love of God is operating right here for you and I. So even if you and I are in that place where there are some things that need to be resurrected in your life, don't you know that we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that have already done the work? But see, by your faith, hallelujah, these things are resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it one more time. We have a Lord and Savior who have already done the work, and who have already resurrected these things in your life. But by your faith, these things are resurrected in your life. Now, we need to understand Jesus had asked Martha here. He says, I am the resurrection over here in John chapter 11 and 25. I am the resurrection and I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live. And 26 says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. So that means that it's something for you and I to do. See, it's not enough for us just to know that God is the resurrection. It's better for us to believe in the resurrection and believe in the resurrection that's on the inside of you and I. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So what do you believe, my brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. This is some powerful action. These are some powerful demonstrations that we are celebrating. So we're not celebrating Easter Bunny and hide eggs and coming together and doing all the kind of things. Now, I hope we're doing more than that, not just today, but on every single day. Amen. Resurrected.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of us right now need to be resurrected from some things? How many of us have some things that's going on the inside right now, whether it be physically or whether it be spiritually, that we need to be resurrected from today? Now, don't receive me, hallelujah. Receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to you this morning. Hallelujah. Be resurrected. Hallelujah. But it takes something for you to do, my brother. It takes something for you to do, my sister. Believe in the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go over here to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And we'll start right here at verses 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 3.
Amen.
Let's understand that because of the resurrection, we need to understand that this is the good news. Amen. I'm going to say that again. See, we need to understand that because of the resurrection, this is good news. This is good news to you. And this is good news to me, because if you understand that this is good news, then don't you know that you understanding the good news, this activates your faith? Don't you know that you will believe? Hallelujah. If you understand this is good news, this is where your belief system is. This is where your mind is. This is where your heart is. This is where your will and your emotions are. This is where all your relationships are. This is where every single thing about you concerning to life, how in godliness, it lies right here. It lies right here. This is the determination of if you're going to live a life of worry or if you're going to live a life of faith and peace. This is the determination of knowing who the resurrection is or knowing what the resurrection has come to do. This is determined the destination that you are traveling right now in your living life and also the destination that is determined after this life.
My Lord. Help, Lord.
Being resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. Being resurrected from the dead. How many of us right now are living right now, but you're living, but you're just as good as dead? You're just as good as dead because of the way that you are thinking. You're just as good as dead when you're believing in the things of this world, when you're believing in all these other things that this world has to offer, when you're living in a manner that's in a way that God did not desire for you to live. See, you're just as dead. Hallelujah. See, that's how things are able to operate in your life. See, that's how sickness and disease is able to operate in your life, because the way that you believe. Hallelujah. Which is a place of disbelief or unbelief. This is also the reason why relationships, divorces, and all different type of things happen in your life is because of that relationship. Don't you know that resurrection means to be raised from the dead? Don't you know that it also means to be restored? To be restored. What things that need to be restored in your life? Well, let me tell you this. God have already done it. Jesus has already accomplished it. You have to believe it in order for you to receive it. Amen.
Help, Lord Jesus.
First Peter, chapter 1. Start here at verses 3. I'm going to read this from the NLT. It reads here, you can read it from whatever version of the Bible that you have. This is an understanding, a clear understanding of what we're reading. It reads here, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercies that we have been born again. Put a period right there. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Let me read that again. It said, it is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Now, let's understand that resurrection, not just being raised from the dead, per se, it is that. But right here, to understand that being born again, that's resurrection. That means somebody had to die. But then after you die, that means that you had to be raised from the dead, which means being born again. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectation for, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change or decay. 5. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive his salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. My Lord, my God. That's saying a whole lot. That's saying a whole lot. So now, when I ask you the question of being resurrected, see, that's what we're titling this here, being resurrected. See, we need to understand that Jesus Christ, he is the resurrection. I think that from a childhood, we've been really practicing that. We've been really getting the understanding of that, that he is the resurrection. Some, we maybe still, on milk, we still call it Easter. That's fine. All right. I'm not here to change what nobody calls their day of celebration. Some may call it Resurrection Sunday, but I want us to get a clear understanding of who resurrection is. And not only let's not just get an understanding of who resurrection is, but let's get an understanding what he has come to do. And according here to St. Peter, we need to understand that resurrection, according to us, is that place of being born again. So don't you know this place of being born again, this is a part of a salvation package. This is a part of your salvation. Salvation is not just limited to being born again. Because if we will read on here a little bit, let's read before I even go there. Let's read 6. First Peter chapter 1 and verses 6 says, so be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you may endure many trials for a little while. We thank God that our trials are just for a little while. 7 says, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests of purified gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. 8 says, you love him even though you have not seen him. Though you do not see him, you trust him and you rejoice with his glorious and you rejoice in his glorious and inexpressible joy. So let's understand something, church. Let's understand that you're in that place of being born again. See, when you believe in Christ, Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot of things that happen on the inside of you. There's a lot of things that you receive. You may not see some of these things right now because you still have a mind, or you still have that nature, or you still have these old way of thinking, this old thought, this stuff that like to linger around that don't want to go nowhere. Because if you understand, you know, the resurrection, if you understand Jesus Christ, you know, as a resurrection, then that means you're going to understand relationships. You're going to understand that even through broken relationships, you have Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to lean on. You have Jesus Christ to be that illustration of how he did it, so you would know how to do it in your life. You have Jesus Christ, who have forgiven every single one of your sins, past, present, and future, even the ones that you have not done yet. So that means that you too, hallelujah, possess that power and that authority on the inside to be able to do the work or to get the job done through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many relationships, hallelujah, have you broken? How many relationships have you have been in that were broken? How many times have you been in that place where you have been sick and tired? How many times have you been in that place where you have been physically sick? Look to Jesus, because he is the resurrection. Hallelujah. He is the truth, and he is the light that lives on the inside of you. See, there's so many of us who's living in this world right now in a manner that we're going to that place of not believing what Jesus Christ have already done. I don't know how God would really feel if here it is, this thing that he have already done, and we say that we believe in him, but we enter into that place of not being able to do or not receiving what he have done and just staying the same.
Jesus.
See, we have got so comfortable and then just staying the same. We got the word of God that's inside of our hearts. We got the word of God, hallelujah, that's right here in front of us.
Jesus.
We got Jesus Christ, who is sitting right now on the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. Do you believe that Jesus Christ had died and rose again? Well, don't you know this place of belief? Hallelujah. He was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. This same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is the same Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you and me. So because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you and me, has the power to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, well, don't you know that is nothing that you can ever face in your life, nothing that you faced yesterday, nothing that you are facing today, nothing that you may face tomorrow that the Holy Spirit have not already accomplished. Being resurrected from the dead, my brother. Being resurrected from the dead, my sister. This is the demonstration that Jesus Christ have done. This is the reason why that you ask him to move on the inside. Hallelujah. So you don't have to die. You don't have to die. Hallelujah. You don't have to be in a place of despair. You don't have to be in a place of worry. You don't have to be in that place of being sick. You don't have to stay in that place of being broken. You don't have to stay in that place of being in worry, being in fear, being inferior. You have the grace of God who are living on the inside of you. And the grace of God is Jesus Christ. You got the good news that's already on the inside. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. He is the truth, and he is the life. And if God be for you, then who can be against you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't stay there in that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, believing that you are defeated. Get in that place, hallelujah, understanding who God is. He is my God, in whom I trust, and with great confidence in who I do rely. You got the blood of Jesus Christ that covers you. When you go outside, you're covered by the blood. When you enter into things that you shouldn't enter into, you're still covered by the blood. And when you come out, you're still covered by the blood. This is who he is. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And he loved you so much. Hallelujah. That he gave his life for you. But he did not just stop right there. He gave his life and then, hallelujah, he rose again, showing you that you can do the same if you believe in him. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have preached into our hearts this morning, Lord. We pray, Father God, that wherever we're at right now, hallelujah, anything that we have in our hand right now, Father, that we lay it all down and that you come into our life and be our personal Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus, not just for this day, hallelujah, but we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us every single day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, not just for this life, but we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare, Father, hallelujah, that you are for us and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you that this love, Father God, that you demonstrated in your own self in Christ Jesus, this is the love that lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. We are resurrected with you. And we thank you, hallelujah, that you call us friends. Hallelujah. You call us friends. We thank you, hallelujah, that we are the apple of your eye and the focus of your delight. We are resurrected, hallelujah, with Christ. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody all over the church, do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open. There may be one today who are listening in, whether by phone line or whether you're calling in on the church line, who have heard this word today and realize that salvation, you haven't received it yet. You realize that you are not saved. But this message, hallelujah, that was preached today, it encouraged you, hallelujah, to receive God. See, I'm talking about you making a decision that God have already done the work and that you want to be born again, and today that you're going to be born again.
Hallelujah.
If that is you, will you press 1? Or will you call in? If you're streaming online, call in 845-277-9213. 845-277-9213. Call in. Apostle Talwanik and I, we would be more than gracious to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. I know it gets hard sometimes. I know I've been there thinking that, oh, God, you know, he ain't going to forgive me. Well, see, that's a place of understanding. He already forgave you. He already forgave you. God already called you just where you are. Everyone at some point in life was a sinner. Either you was a sinner or you are a sinner. But either way it go, God and took care for every single one. Amen. Will you press 1? Will you press 1? If you are already in the body of Christ, if you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you find yourself in some of these places where there's sickness or disease, or you're in a place of worry or fear, or there's some type of thing that you're thinking about that's causing lack or brokenness in your life. I'm talking about the ones that are already in the body of Christ. Did you know that it's you? Well, hallelujah. Will you press 1? Hallelujah. Apostle Talmudic and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you. Hallelujah. Pray with you and pray for you. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. But by your faith, you come to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If there is someone that's needing a special prayer, a strategic prayer, something that you are concerned about and you need somebody to come into agreement with you, in the name of Jesus, will you press one? Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to do that. And we will only do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. There is no time and no distance, Spirit. So right there where you are, whatever city that you live in, whatever state that you live in, whatever country that you live in, we welcome you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Will you press one? Hallelujah. And if you are streaming, online, if you are online listening, do call in 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you.
Lord,
we thank you so much, Father God, for all that you have done, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the resurrection that's in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have preached this word to our heart and these things that we have maybe entered into. Father God, we thank you that you have showed us the way out because you are that way. We pray that this word take root inside of us, manifest itself, you know, that we may be who you have called us to be. With every single honest expectation of being changed through you, Christ Jesus. We plead the blood over us right now and over every single one and every single thing that is concerning us right now. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love and thanksgiving, and everybody in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah on today. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
That we witness and
yes,
we
Lord.
Shall live again. Amen. Glory to God. This is how we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. A lot of people have been cut off online because the time is wrapped up online. But we thank God for this opportunity once again to receive. And I pray our testimony and his priest on today. It all received in the name of Jesus. Peace. Peace. Be still. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your tithes and offering, let us pray. You can go to our Cash App at Pastor Chantel, or you can zero on to us. Give us a call at 832-725-8094. We want to make sure that you have the opportunity to give. Amen. Amen. Your work is not complete until you have given. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us in the ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering, cause them to multiply. We send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seeds to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity. So hold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not through Galilee, you honor. It's the wisdom of the Spirit. It's generous heart. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so. And it shall be, Lord, the way. Lord, bless those that are doing on today, Lord God. Most part of their seed, Lord God, they plant. We decree that because they plant in good soil. Amen. That they will reap a harvest of our goodness and our favor, Lord God. And those that purpose our heart to give on today, Lord, we ask you to restore them to your stewardship in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I pray that all have been delivered on today by the word that we're for. And we thank God once again. May God pour back into you, Testament, all that you have poured out every virtue that left your body. Amen. To overflow, we decree the crap overflow upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray that God will open up doors that no man can close. Doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of good opportunities, good relationships. Amen. Doors of healing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, doors of financial increase. And, Lord, we just want to say thank
Amen.
You for it. And close every door that the enemy has been operating in right now to cause destruction, lack, or whatever it is, because we decree and declare that it is closed and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our announcement for today, hallelujah, April 17, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Pastor Tawanika Manning, Minister on the Watch, is Minister Lorraine Green in Illinois. We thank God once again today. I just can't say it enough. Hallelujah. So much to be thankful for in this day. Our announcements are as follows today. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here at 845-277-9213. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Join us at Bible study here on our church line. Excuse me. And Saturday at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. Sundays at 10 a.m., we have our morning service. 2 p.m., we have a recap of our short Sunday service. So join us at those times. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of April. Happy birthday to all that are celebrating on today and this month. May God continue to bless you with long life, good life. May He bless your latter days greater than your beginnings. May you prosper. Amen. May you be blessed.